Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study that found that a headache with post-traumatic migraine symptoms, such as nausea, photosensitivity, and phonosensitivity, may be a clinical predictor for prolonged recovery among patients with sports-related concussion. The spectrum of post-concussive signs and symptoms can include headache, phonosensitivity, which is a sensitivity to sound, photosensitivity, which is a sensitivity to light, altered concentration, visual changes, and amnesia. The duration of these symptoms varies, but most athletes recover cognitive function within a relatively short time period, on average, between 7 and 10 days. It's difficult to predict which athletes will have a protracted recovery, but the authors postulate that an athlete who experiences post-traumatic migraine symptoms within the first week may be more likely to suffer a prolonged recovery. To test this hypothesis, the authors developed a 5-year longitudinal multi-site cohort study and recruited 138 male high school football players who suffered a sports-related concussion. The athletes were divided into 3 groups based on self-reported symptoms. Those with headache, nausea, and photosensitivity or phonosensitivity. Secondly, athletes with headaches but no additional migraine symptoms. Or the third group, which had no headache. Each athlete completed the IMPACT test, which is a computerized neurocognitive test that assesses cognitive performance. This was completed at 3 time intervals, baseline, 1 to 7 days, and 8 to 14 days post-injury. The authors determined the recovery time by subtracting the date of return to play from the date of injury. At both follow-up tests, the athletes in the post-traumatic migraine symptom group performed worse on the visual memory and reaction time domains of IMPACT testing compared with the other 2 groups. In addition, those in the post-traumatic migraine group had greater persistent symptoms than the other groups at the same time intervals. With regards to verbal memory, the post-traumatic migraine group performed worse than the headache group at 8 to 14 days post-injury. But interestingly, athletes in the headache group performed better than the athletes that reported no headache at the first follow-up test. Perhaps the most important finding was that an athlete with post-traumatic migraine symptoms was over 7 times more likely to have a protracted recovery, which was defined as greater than 20 days, compared with an athlete with no headache, and 2.6 times more likely than an athlete with a headache. The results of this study lend credence to the notion that certain symptoms of concussion, whether they are cognitive, behavioral, or both, may help predict recovery time. The presence of migraine symptoms after suffering a sports-related concussion may be an indicator that the athlete has suffered a more severe injury, although we cannot rule out that injuries could be similar and the individual's clinical response due to genetic or physiologic variables alters the clinical presentation. For athletes with migraine symptoms after a concussion, it might be beneficial for us to pursue more aggressive treatment strategies, including frequent evaluation and/or the use of pharmaceutical adjuvants early in the clinical course. The results of this study may also aid in counseling an injured athlete, specifically with regard to questions about timing to return to play. For clinicians who do not use IMPACT or other computerized neurocognitive testing, this study is also of particular interest because it was the presence or absence of subjective symptoms that seemed to predict a protracted recovery. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post reported that elevated body mass index and percent body fat predict the presence of several cardiovascular risk factors for metabolic syndrome in college and high school football players. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a blog post that discussed new research about artificial turf and injuries in elite soccer. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.